This is the Word of Truth broadcast, sponsored by Mount Zion Bible Church of Pensacola, Florida. This is Pastor L.R. Shelton, Jr. speaking. We count it a privilege to be able to come into your home again today with the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. This weekly broadcast of the Word of Truth is dedicated to the teaching and preaching of the Word of God, as it is to men as they are, for the sole purpose of the glorification of our triune God, the edification of God's people, and the salvation of lost souls. We give an invitation to meet with us each week at this time to partake of God's Word together. Greetings in the name of our lovely Lord, whose we are and whom we serve. Welcome again to another Word of Truth broadcast. Our Bible reading will be found in 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning with verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent, that you may be found of Him in peace, without spot, and blameless. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank Thee that Thou art our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and that Thou, our Father, elect us and chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. And Thou in time, Lord Jesus, came to pay our sin debt in full by Thy substitutionary death upon the cross. And having risen from the grave and ascended to the right hand of the Father, Thou hast sent the Holy Spirit, Thy Comforter and Thy love gift from the Father, and Thyself who takes the things of Christ and reveals them unto our heart. And we thank You, blessed Holy Spirit, that Thou hast condescended to take up Thy abode in our heart, to make our body Thy temple, the temple of the living God, and to take the things of Christ and reveal them unto our heart. Oh, we praise Thee and thank Thee and give glory to Thy holy name, that we are Thine and Thou art ours, and we live and move and have our being in Thee, our Lord Jesus, because in Thee dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. We thank You for these things that Thou hast given us, and all material blessings, and we do pray that by Thy Spirit Thou will bless the Word as it goes out today, and hearts will be turned unto Thee, for it is in Christ's name that we pray and ask. Amen.
The Holy Spirit came at Pentecost. He came in mighty fullness then. His witness through believers won the lost, and multitudes were born again. Scattered o'er the world, they preached the gospel fearlessly. Though some were martyred and to lions hurled, they marched along in victory. Come, Holy Spirit, come. by the church today. Then he led age when darkness gripped the earth. The just shall live by faith was learned. The Holy Spirit gave the church to burn as Reformation fires burn.
Holy Spirit so work as he's never worked before in building up the walls of Jerusalem and working in Zion among God's people, reviving his work. This is our cry, this is our hope, this is our plea as we wait before him. We say thanks for your letters and gifts received this past week, for the encouragement and support of this Word of Truth broadcast. And oh, how our hearts have been greatly blessed to get your letters and to your support, and how you've stood by us in these last few months as we've made our change and moving to Pensacola. You've been with us, and we praise God for it. We thank you for your prayers, for your letters, for your gifts. And we just look to the Lord to bless each and every one of you. We want you to write us. I want you to get our new mailing address now. It's Word of Truth, 2703 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505 is the zip. Did you get it? Word of Truth, 2703 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. We're happy that you're with us and worshiping with us today. And now for God's message. It has been upon my heart for some time now to bring a series of messages on the subject, the true Israel of God, based upon the clear teaching of God's holy, inerrant, unbroken, verbally inspired Word. In these messages, we will seek to show, as the Holy Spirit gives us utterance, that the Scriptures teach in clear, bold, unmistakable truth that all believers, God's children of the new birth, are the true Israel of God, and that they and they alone are God's chosen people upon the earth today and are the present heirs of the promises made to Abraham and to his seed in Christ. We will also seek to show, as the Holy Spirit gives us utterance, that the physical nation of Israel in the land of Palestine in the Near East today is not God's chosen people or nation after the flesh, and neither will they ever again be dealt with as a nation in a so-called thousand years of earthly prosperity with Christ sitting upon an earthly throne in Jerusalem. No, the Scriptures plainly teach that the nation of Israel was set aside at Calvary, and that God's dealings with them now is the same as his dealings with the Gentiles, for there is no respect of persons with God. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, according to Romans 2:11 and chapter 3:22 and 23. Will you listen? this precious truth of the believers being the true Israel of God has been lost among the rubble and trash of the false teachings of the past 150 years, which says that God will yet deal with Israel as a nation. That is, that the physical Israel in Palestine is His chosen nation, and that most of all of the promises of the Old Testament given to Israel are physical promises and not spiritual, and that they are yet to be fulfilled when the Jews will again arise as the chosen people of God in a so-called 1,000 years reign of Christ upon the earth. Dear friend, as I have studied this subject in the past years, my heart has greatly been blessed to see my spiritual position in Christ based upon His election of grace, and how that I, as a child of God and am an heir of Abraham, and the promises made to him in Christ as his seed. Get it now? My one desire, therefore, in delivering these messages on the true Israel of God is to magnify my risen, exalted Lord Jesus Christ, who sits upon His throne in heaven now, ruling over His people and over all of the inhabitants of this earth. He said Himself in Matthew 28:18, that all power, that is all authority, is given unto me in heaven and earth. And it is written of Him in 1 Peter 3:22, that He is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto Him. And in that gracious book of Ephesians, it is written that God has set Christ at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Ephesians 1:20-23. We will seek to show from God's Word that our Lord Jesus Christ is now King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that He already sits upon David's throne in the heavens. I want you to hear this series of messages. I've never in all my life wanted to preach this gracious truth as I have in the last months, waiting God's time, because there's been so much error and false doctrine concerning who is the true Israel of God and the fact of Christ's kingship even now. So I want you to listen to these messages and to write for a copy, and we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid when we get them in print. Listen now. Another desire for bringing these messages is that the Holy Spirit will be pleased to open the eyes of His people to let them see the vast amount of precious promises that are theirs as the spiritual seed of Abraham, and that they will feed and live upon these promises as they await the Lord from heaven. Another reason for bringing these messages is in the hope that when we have seen this gracious truth, we will no longer hold out any false hope to the Jews today that they are still the chosen nation of God, but that they must, through repentance and faith, have a present hope in Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ of God, if they're ever to be saved and get to heaven. A hope, I say, in His shed blood and His righteousness as their only means of approach unto God and their only entrance into heaven. Listen now, for He is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but He is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. And we find that in God's Word, Romans 2:28-29. Dear friend, these scriptures teach that only a work of grace wrought in the heart by the Holy Spirit will prepare a man for heaven, be he Jew or Gentile, and that the true Jew is one who has been born again by the Spirit of God. Now, with your Bibles in hand, let us see what the Word of God teaches upon this subject. According to Isaiah 8:20, to the law and to the testimony, what saith the Scriptures? First, there is one scriptural truth, get it now, that must be kept in mind, and it is this. The Scriptures teach us that in all of God's dealings with mankind, from the time of Adam, we may discern the same principle at work, namely, first the natural and then the spiritual, according to 1 Corinthians 15:45-46. God has progressively revealed His purpose through, first, His dealings with natural Israel, and second and finally, His dealings with spiritual Israel. Dear friend, there is no scriptural basis for the regressive idea that God's dealings will again be centered exclusively on national Israel at some future date. This will be going from natural to spiritual and back to natural again. And this is not the way God works. If you will check your Bible, you will find that the writers of the New Testament did not violate this principle of God, first the natural and then the spiritual. For in relating over 100 scriptures from the Old Testament, they always gave them a spiritual meaning and applied them to spiritual Israel, the church, the true Israel, the born again believers of all ages. Are you listening? Let us proceed then. In his letter to the Ephesians, Brother Paul said that the revelation God gave him about the church unlocked a mystery which had been hidden in God since the beginning of the world, namely, that all God's people, whether Jews or Gentiles, by natural descent, were to be members of the same body, the true Israel, the church, the body of Christ, according to Ephesians 3:3, 5, 6, and 9. To Paul it was revealed that it was God's eternal plan to have not a small nation of His own, but a worldwide body of people of his own drawn from all nations and kindreds and tongues and people, according to Revelation 7:9. This was the great word and wonderful mystery of Christ that Paul and the other New Testament writers came to understand and to preach, according to Ephesians 3:4. Again, in chapter 2 of Ephesians, Paul had said that in time past Gentiles were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world, Ephesians 2:12. But now, God was freely offering His unsearchable riches, according to Ephesians 3:8, to people of all nations, without requiring a change in their natural citizenship. The Gentiles who had been aliens from the commonwealth of Israel were now, in Christ, no longer foreigners, but fellow citizens in the new and spiritual Israel. Those who had been strangers from the covenants of promise were now in Christ, no more strangers, but members of the household of God, according to Ephesians 2:19. So the commonwealth of Israel, the family and household of God, now contain both Jews and Gentiles, Paul argued. But this family and this household was made up of only those who believed in Christ as their Lord and Savior. Those who were citizens of the Israel of old, but who had not received Christ, were simply unsaved members of one of the many nations of the world. Thus Paul said, they are not all Israel which are of Israel, Romans 9:6, and these he termed Israel after the flesh, 1 Corinthians 10:18. You're listening, aren't you? I want you to get it. Also, when we look into the book of Galatians, we find the Apostle Paul again dealing with this great subject of Abraham, his seed, who is the true Israel of God. You see, there had come among the believers at Galatia the Judaizers, who were teaching that a man could not be saved except he would become a Jew outwardly by circumcision in the flesh. Therefore, the grace of God had been perverted by these Jews, who would not bow to the authority of God's word, that God was through with physical Israel as a nation. They took pride in the fact that they were the physical descendants of Abraham, and therefore more favored than the Christians. So Brother Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote this letter to refute this false doctrine. And oh, how I wished the dispensationalists of our time would read the book of Galatians in this light. Follow us now. In chapter 1, he calls it another gospel which teaches that a man has certain advantages in the flesh because he was a physical descendant of Abraham. In chapter 2, he states emphatically that a man is not justified before God on the basis of law works, anything after the flesh, but he can only be justified by the faith of Christ as he looks away from all merit and trusts his never-dying soul into the hands of the Lord Jesus on the basis of his cross work and his resurrection. In chapter 3 of Galatians, Brother Paul said that Abraham's standing with God came by grace through faith. He said that Abraham was saved by the same gospel that is preached today. In chapter 3, verse 8, he states that Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. Galatians 3, 6 and Romans 4, 3. Also, he said in Galatians 3, 7, that Abraham's children are only those people who are saved by the gospel of the grace of God. They which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Therefore, believers alone are the true descendants and offspring of Abraham in Christ. Natural descent is meaningless. To be a child of Abraham and the true Israel of God, we must walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, Romans 4:12, which trusted the living God, not in his circumcision, not in his ancestry, but in the blood and righteousness of Christ. You see, Abraham and his God-fearing descendants in those years before Christ looked forward by faith to the coming of Christ. And all of those who today would be God's children must look back by faith to that same event. They must look to Christ. So you see, dear friend, it matters not from which nation we come, for God preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Galatians 3:8. Therefore, those of every nation who avail themselves of the truth of the gospel become the children of Abraham, the children of God. Yes, the true Israel. There is no other way. For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, according to Galatians 3:26. As we go further in this third chapter of Galatians, we will know that the promises were made to Abraham and his seed. Verse 16, and who is the seed? Brother Paul said that God did not say seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. So if Christ is the seed, then all who are in him are included. As verse 29 tells us, if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed, according and heirs according to the promise. Dear friend, I ask you this, are you Christ? Have you been born again from above? Have you committed your life to him? If you have, then you are the seed of Abraham, a Jew which is one inwardly, Romans 2:29, and an heir with your fellow believers of all the Old Testament promises. Further proof of this truth is found in Romans 4:13 through 17, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. It is of faith that it might be by grace. To the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. To me nothing could be plainer than this, that only those who are in Christ or in Abraham and therefore are partakers of the Old Testament promises. Add to this the plain teaching of Romans 9, 6, and 8, and it will show you that the flesh profiteth nothing, for it is the Spirit that quickeneth. Listen to Romans 9, 8, and 6. They are not all Israel which are of Israel, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, that they which are the children of the flesh, they are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. You cannot differentiate or argue with the plain word of God, for if you do, you're only a fool. These verses teach us and tell us that the natural descendants of Abraham after the flesh are not the children of God. They're not his chosen people. Therefore, 20th century Israel is not the chosen nation of God. They cannot be, for they have rejected Christ as their Messiah, just like the first century Israelites did. So they abide under the curse of God as unbelievers. The only chosen nation today are both Jews and Gentiles who have been born again by the Spirit of God and have availed themselves of the blessings of the gospel of the grace of God which is in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But Peter tells us in 1 Peter 2:9 that these only are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people. I trust that you've understood what we've said today from God's Word. I want you to follow us in all of these messages and wait until you hear them all. And the array of Scripture that speaks of the true Israel of God before you make up your mind about the whole business. Will you? I want you to listen to us. If you want a copy of these messages, we'll be happy to mail them to you free and postpaid when they come into print. Remember, our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2703 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. That's Word of Truth, 2703 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. We're happy that you've been with us today. And until next week, goodbye, and may God bless you.